兄姐妹们平安。
耶稣，
很高兴能够再有机会到丹麦。我们先接触的圣经。
Let's read several verses.
路加福音第十章四十一、四十二节。
In Luke chapter 10, verse 41 and 42.
请大家打开路加福音第十章四十一、四十二节。好，我们一起来读。
Let's read together.
耶稣回答说：“马大，马大，你为许多的事思虑烦扰，但是不可少的只有一件。玛利亚已经拣选那上好的福分，是不能夺去的。”好，这是我们很熟悉的一段圣经哈。讲到玛利亚已经拣选，主耶稣说：“玛利亚已经拣选那上好的福分，是不能夺去的。”
The Lord said, "Mary has chosen the good part, which shall not be taken away from her."
第二处在约翰福音十七章第三节。
In John chapter 17, verse 13.
第三节。
Verse 3.
约翰福音十七第三节。好，我们一起来读。
Let's read together.
认识你独一的真神，并且认识你所差来的耶稣基督，这就是永生。这边讲到要认识独一的真神，而且还要认识我们神所差来的耶稣基督，这就是永生。
This is eternal life, to only know the true God and Jesus Christ.
OK, 第三处的声音在耶利米书，旧约耶利米书二十四章第七节。
In Jeremiah chapter 24,
第七节
，verse 7。
好，我们一起来读。我要赐他们认识我的心，知道我是耶和华。他们要做我的子民，我要做他们的神，因为他们要一心归向我。这里，神说他要赐给我们一个认识他的心。来知道他是耶和华。
The Lord said that He will give us a heart to know Him, so that we can return to Him with wholehearted.
Yeah, 让我们可以一心来归向他。
So we can return to Him wholeheartedly.
好，第四处的经节在腓立比书，再翻回到新约腓立比书第三章第八节。
In Philippians chapter 3, verse 8.
好，一起来读。不但如此，我也将万事当作有损的，因我已认识我主耶稣基督为至宝。这是保罗他说他将万事都当作有损的，以认识我主耶稣基督为至宝。请我们再有一点祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢你的恩典。早晨再聚集我们在你的面前。
Lord, we thank you for your grace to gather us before you.
我们所求的就是你与我们同在。
For your presence.
哦，主啊，我们愿意早晨，主，我们来认识你。
We want to know you.
我们感谢你，主啊，你是创造我们的神，你也是我们的父亲。
We thank you that you are our Creator and our Father.
你要我们来认识你，你就把一个可以认识你的心来赐给我们。
You want us to know you, so you give us a heart to know you.
愿早晨我们谦卑在你的面前。
May this morning we humble before you.
愿早晨我们把我们的心打开在你的面前。
May we open our hearts before you.
哦，主，愿你对我们的心说话，让我们可以来认识你。
May you speak to our hearts so we can know you.
这一生最重要的事，最大的事，就是来认识你。
The greatest thing in our lives is to know you.
哦，主，愿我们早晨更多的来认识你。
May this morning we know you more.
也更深的来认识你。
And know you more and more.
求你祝福这段时间。
May you bless this time.
祷告奉主耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen. 所以今天早晨心里面有个负担，就是来交通，认识主，认识主。
There's a burden in my heart to share with you to know Jesus.
今年感恩节的时候，有与一对从新泽西州来的弟兄姐妹相聚。
In this Thanksgiving, we were gathering with a couple from
New Jersey. 这对夫妇呢，是我在台湾 当学生的时候就认得的。
We knew them when I was a student in Taiwan.
姐妹是我高我一届在医学院团契的学姐。
The sister is one class higher than me.
那弟兄呢？那时候也高我几届，他在医学院念研究所。
The brother was a graduate student.
那后来呢？也很奇妙，我们都一起到洛杉矶在那边读书。
We all went to Los Angeles to study.
那在那边也差不多有将近十年的时间。
We spent about 10 years over there.
那后来他们到美国，他们就从那边搬到新泽西州。
So they moved from Los Angeles to New Jersey.
那等到99年了，我们也有机会有一年待在新泽西州。
New Jersey from 1998-99.
但是从那时候到现在呢，这次见面已经有十几年了。
From that time to now, there's more than 10 years.
所以老朋友见面哈，非常的高兴。
We're so happy the old friends gather together.
而且还是弟兄姐妹，在主里面的弟兄姐妹。
We are all brothers and sisters in Christ.
那见面大家当然都问候嘛哈。
We greet each other.
通常像我们这样年纪的见面就说，哎呀，你都好久不见了，你都没有变。
At our age, when we see each other, we'll say, you haven't changed.
那其实哈，我们头发也白了一点哈，其实脸上皱纹也多了一点。
Actually, we have white hair and wrinkle more.
那说没有变啊，其实有点是自我安慰。
Actually, we comfort ourselves by saying we haven't changed.
其实我们认识的时候，那时候才二十出头。
When we knew each other, we were only in the 20s.
那现在我们都已经超过五十岁了。
Now we are over 50s.
连我们现在的孩子哈，都是差不多是我们当时候认识的年纪。
Well, our children were at the age when we knew each other.
那我们交通到许多的事情。
So we shared a lot of things.
我们交通到我们那时候的团契，然后我们在教会的生活。
We share about the church life.
那 fellowship.
And fellowship.
我们交通到服侍弟兄姐妹，我们交通到我们的家庭、我们的生活、我们的工作。
And the church, serving in the church and our job and our family life.
也很快哈，大家，我想在座可能还有二十几岁的小朋友们在这里哈。
I'm sure there are young friends among us that are in the 20s.
那今天这信息是为着你的。
This message is for you today.
因为很快的，你又要像我的年纪了。
Because time passes fast, you will become like me.
那也有三四十岁或四五十岁的。
They are in the 30s, 40s, or 50s.
那对我们来讲呢，人生好像就是一个战场一样。
To us, the life is just like a battlefield.
所以我们也要知道我们这一生中最重要的事是什么。
So we have to know what is the most important in our life.
那如果你的年纪比我大，
If you're older than me,
我为你感
谢。I thank the Lord for you.
因为你有阅历。
Because you have much experience.
那我们更要来问，因为我们时间有限，我们更要来问。这一生中我们最重要的事是什么？
Because our time is limited, so we need to ask what is the most important in our life.
在我们当学生的时候，这一生中最重要的事可能是把书读完啊，读好。
When we were a student, we the most important thing is to finish our studies.
也许拿一个学位，这是我们一生中最重要的事。
Maybe get a degree.
然后过一段时间，也许你一生中最重要的事情，也许是婚姻，也许是家庭。
Maybe later on, the most important thing is marriage and family life.
也许你一生中，当然，毕业以后呢，一生中你最重要的事情是找到一份好的工作。
After you graduate, the most important thing is to get a job.
然后呢，能够有在工作上能够很有成就。
And you will achieve greatly in your work.
也许有人会觉得一生中最重要的事就是能够赚很多的钱。
Maybe to someone, the most important thing is to be rich.
或者是得着一样怎样的身份。
Or to get a position or high status.
但我相信哈，大概过了五十岁的人呢，这些都不是一生中最重要的事。
But I believe those who are over 50s, these are not most important things in their lives.
你如果问年纪长一点的人，一生中最重要的事情是什么？
If you ask the elderly, what is the most important thing?
他会告诉你是健康。
They will tell you it's health.
也许到年纪大一点，健康就变成一生中最重要的事。
When you get older, that maybe health is the most important thing.
但其实我们知道这些事都会变，对不对
？Actually, we know all these will change.
所以这些事都不是我们一生中最重要的事。
All these are not the most important things in our lives.
这一生中最重要的事是什么呢
？What is the most important things in our lives?
刚才我们唱的诗歌告诉我们，这一生中 最重要最大的事就是来认识神。
The hymn that we didn't sing that tells us the greatest thing in all our lives is to know Him.
因为只有认识他，我们才能够得着永生。
Only to know Him that we will have life.
这一生中最重要的事就是来爱慕神。
The most important thing is Him.
这是最有价值的事。
This is the most valuable.
这一生中最重要的事就来服侍神。
The most important thing is to serve Him.
这是最荣耀的事。
This is the glorious.
那今天我们时间有限
，Our time is limited，
所以我就愿意我们今天我们一起来思想这个认识神这件事。
I want to share what is to know God。
刚才我们读的第一段圣经在路加福音的第十章，是我们很熟悉的一段圣经。
We have read the Luke chapter 10. That's a passage we are familiar with。
主耶稣很喜欢到伯大尼，因为在伯大尼那里呢。有一个家庭来接待主。
The Lord loves to go to Bethany. There's a family loves to receive him.
那时候呢，主耶稣进到这个马大的家的时候呢，马大就把主耶稣接到他的家里面。
When the Lord went to the Martha's house, Martha received him.
那路加福音第十章那里就讲到这个马大呢，他就在那边客人来了呢，所以当然要许多的事情要张罗。
When the guest has arrived, she needs to be attending to many things.
所以这边讲到说，马大伺候的事多，心里忙乱。
Martha has worried much, and her heart is bothered.
那要管吃的啊，管住的啊，管用的很多的事情，对不对？
She needs to take care of what to eat, what to use.
那马大有一个妹妹叫玛利亚。
Mary is the sister of Martha.
马大有一个妹妹叫玛利亚。对，然后玛利亚她那时候坐在主耶稣的脚前，听主耶稣讲道。
At that time, Mary was sitting at the foot of the Lord and listening to our Lord.
所以那时候马大就来对主说。主啊，我的妹子留下我一个人伺候你，你不在意，请吩咐她来帮助我。路加福音十章四。
So Martha was distracted with all her preparation, so she came to the Lord. Do you not care that my sister has left me to do all the serving alone?
所以刚才我们读的就是主耶稣的回答说，马大马大，你为许多的事思虑烦扰，但不可少的只有一件。玛利亚已经拣选了上好的福分，是不能夺去的。
So the Lord answered Martha, Martha, you are worried and bothered about many things, but only one thing is necessary. For Mary has chosen the good part, which shall not be taken away from her.
所以在这段圣经里面，我们看到有几处的对照。
There's pictures for us to see.
Contrast. 一方面讲到许多的事，然后这是马大讲到许多的事。
There are Martha worry about many things.
一边讲到一件事。
There's one thing.
那许多的事就讲到柴米油盐，对不对？这些许多的事。
Many things is about the food and the things to take care.
对我们今天来讲，也许就是刚才我们讲读书啊，婚姻啊，讲工作啊，生活啊，健康啊，这些，这是许多许多的事。
There are many things like health, jobs, or family lives.
那从对玛利亚来讲呢，只有一件事。
But to Mary, there's only one thing.
那就是上好的福分。
That is the good part.
所以有很多的事呢，带来的结果就是思虑烦扰。
The many things bring us worry and bother.
那这个上好的福分呢，在主的里面就有安息。
The good part brings us rest in the Lord.
所以许多事情虽然很多哈，但这些都是可以少的。
The many things, even there are many, but those can be ignored.
但是不可少的只有一件。
But there's only one thing is necessary.
有时候我们读这段圣经，常常会为马大打抱不平。
Sometimes we share the Martha's feeling.
觉得说主好像不太公平哈。
Maybe the Lord was not fair.
其实我们若读约翰福音十一章，那边就讲到说主是素来爱马大的。
But in John chapter tells us the Lord loves Martha.
那下面才在讲到说和他的妹子玛利亚并拉撒路。
Then he loves Mary and Lazarus.
所以这边讲到主耶稣素来爱马大的。
The Lord loves Martha.
没有改变的。
He has not changed.
Okay. 那但是呢，玛利亚、马大所看到呢，却是许多的事。
But what Martha sees is many things.
但是玛利亚呢，却看到一件事。
But Mary only sees one thing.
如果我们把这一生的时间当成我们的资产的话
，If we see our life as inheritance,
assets. 那你拿着资产去投资
？If you
invest.
那
你要投资在什么事呢
？What would you invest on？
你要投资在许多的事上吗
？Would you invest on many things？
还是你要投资在一件事情上面
？Or you rather invest on one thing？
Okay. 其实啊、哦。如果说要投资许多的事哈，真的是投资不完的。
If you want to invest many things, you cannot finish.
但是柴米油盐的事呢，重不重要？重要。
About the food that we need to take care of, those are important.
那你问他可以不可以少呢
？Can be ignored.
大家说可以不可以少一点
？Can that be ignored?
可以少一点啊。
Maybe a little bit.
少吃一顿没有关系。
Just skip one meal is okay.
现代人的问题就是吃太多了。
Now the problem is we ate too much.
Okay.吃差一点没有关系。
We eat less.
今天要给别人吃，就是啊，这东西很好，因为一点营养都没有。
If you give someone to eat, those don't have any nutritious.
少挣一点钱可以不可以呢
？To earn less is okay.
可以的。
Maybe yes.
箴言讲到说，吃素菜彼此相爱，强如吃肥牛彼此相恨。在箴言15:17里面，讲到说我们宁可吃素菜彼此相爱也不要吃肥牛彼此相恨我想这是很多家里面 的一个写照
In Proverbs tells us we'd rather eat vegetable to love each other but not to eat fat cow
如果当你们夫妇当中讲到说哎呀我们家实在是没有什么太多可以吃的哈我们现在主要的目标要赚的钱来吃肥牛哈
In a company that we don't have much to eat at home, we need to earn more money to so you, we can have a fat cow.
我们要来读主的话，主的话告诉我们，吃素菜彼此相爱，比那吃肥牛彼此相恨要强。
So the Lord tells us that we need to eat vegetable. It's better than.
15:17。
15:17。Better is a dish of vegetables where love is than a fattened ox served with hatred.
所以，我们再来思想这一生中最重要的是什么呢
？So we want to consider what is the most important thing in our life.
刚才我们读的第二段圣经讲到说，认识你独一的真神，并且认识你所差来的耶稣基督，这就是永生。
And the verses that tells us where is
约翰福音17:3，认识你独一的真神
，For only God，
认识你所差来的耶稣
，And the Son of God that He sent，
这就是永生
，This is eternal life。
我们如果能够用短暂的人生来换取那个永远的生命
，If we can use our short life to exchange for the eternal life，
这就是我们最重要的事
，This is the most important thing to our life。
但是很可惜的，我们人原来都是不认识神的。
Unfortunately, we all don't know God.
我们若要听神他怎么来他的对人的看法哈的感觉哈，我想我们可以看一下以赛亚书1:2-3。
We can see how God feels about us in Isaiah chapter 1.
以赛亚书1:2-3这边讲到说，神发出这样的一个呼唤。说天哪要听地啊侧耳听因为耶和华说我养育儿女将他们养大他们竟背逆我牛认识主人驴认识主人的槽以色列却不认识我我的名却不留
In verse 2 heaven and hear O earth for the Lord speaks sons I have reared and brought up but they have revolted against meAn ox knows its owner, and a donkey knows its master's manger, but Israel do not know.
神像父母一样，他生了我们，也养育我们，可是我们却不认识他。
The Lord is like the parents that gave birth and raised us up, but we don't know him.
这边神讲以色列为什么不认识他呢
？Why the Israel do not know him?
因为讲到说我的名却不留意。
Because the people do not pay attention.
其实神的事情人所能知道的原显明在人的心里面。
But what?
神的事 OK 罗马书十一第一章第十九节讲到说神的事请 OK 人所能知道的原显明在人的心里面。
What in Romans tells us what the what we know is has filled in our heart.
Okay. 第二十节讲到，自从造天地以来，神的永能神性是明明可知的，虽不能见，但借着所造之物就可以晓得，叫人无可推诿。罗马书一章二十节。
For since the creation of the world.His invisible attributes, His eternal power and divine nature has been clearly seen, being understood through what has been made.
所以借着神的创造我们就可以来认识神。
Through His creation, we can know Him.
神的创造真是很美妙，对不对？
It's so wonderful His creation is.
上个礼拜Houston 下雪。
Last week, there was snowing in Houston.
对我们这亚热带的人哈，看到雪觉得哎呀很稀奇。
To us, nation is very amazing.
这个雪是这样的白，这样的美丽，这样的漂亮，这样从天上降下来哈，非常的好看。
The snow is so white and falling from the sky.
我妈妈那天我下班我回去，我妈告诉我，她看外面下雪，看了一个多钟头。
When I return from mom tells me she spent outside the snow for an hour.
真是很好看。
It's so good looking.
但我请问大家哈，若雪是黑色的话，这个世界会是什么样的世界？
If I ask you if the snow is black, what would it look like in this world?
那就一点都不好看了，对不对？
It would not be nice to look at.
那下雪的时候就是很 miserable 哈，很难过的事情，对不对？
It would be miserable for us to see it.
这样感谢主，神的创造。把每一样事情都安排的那样的好。
But thank the Lord, His creations has arranged everything wonderfully.
天是蓝的，草是绿的，海呢也是这样蔚蓝的，雪是白的。
Sky is blue, grass is green, sea is blue, and the snow is white.
每一样事情都配合的刚刚好。
Everything is arranged wonderfully.
所以难怪诗人在诗篇第八篇的时候，他这样讲到。
So the psalmist tells us in Psalm 8.
他说，我观看你所所造的天，并你所陈设的月亮星宿，便说人算什么，竟顾念他；世人算什么，你眷顾他。第三节。
When I consider your heavens and the work you your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have ordained, what is man that you take thought of him?
所以我们若来留意的话。
If we pay attention,
我们看到神的创造，我们就可以来认识他。
We see the creation, then we will believe him.
所以有这样的故事，就是这是一方面是真的故事哈，就是美国人他们太空人登陆月球的时候呢，他们带了一段圣经节放在月球上面。
It's a true story that the astronaut had landed on the moon. They brought a scripture with them.
就是诗篇第八篇。
That's a Psalm 8.
他说我们观看神所造的天并所陈设的月亮星宿并说人算什么你竟顾念他世人算什么你竟眷顾他。
So he said verse 3. The moon and stars which you have in which what is man that you take thought of him?
但是苏联的太空人这是美国的太空人啊。苏联太空人他们也到外太空去了。
So the Russian astronaut went to that outer space also.
他说我举目观看了，我看不见神。
He said that he cannot see God anywhere.
这是何等大的差别。
There's so much difference.
差别在哪里呢？
What is the difference?
差别就是我们有没有一个愿意要认识神的心。
Do we have a heart that we want to know the Lord?
那在罗马书第一章那边他后面继续讲到哈，在保罗在罗马书第一章他不是讲到说神的事情人所能知道的原显明在人的心里面吗？
So Paul has tells us what he has revealed in our hearts the nature of God.
但是呢在第二十一章二十一节保罗就讲说因为他们虽知道神却不当做神荣耀他也不感谢他他们的思念变为虚妄无知的心就毁了。
For even though they knew God, they did not honor him as God, and he gave thanks. But they became futile, and their speculation and their foolish heart was darkened.
所以人常常故意的来不认识神。
So man intentionally not to know God.
所以我们看到很可惜的就是神虽然创造的人但是人却离开了神。
Unfortunately, God has created man, but man has left God.
然后如果我们读罗马书第一章我们看到人自从离开神以后呢他们的思念变为虚妄无知的心就昏暗了。
So after man has fallen short of glory of God, they became futile and their speculation and their foolish heart was darkened.
自称为聪明反成了愚拙。
Professing to be wise, they became fools.
然后接下来就越来越堕落，越来越黑暗。
And they corrupted more and become falling into darkness.
所以我们看现在的世界充满着污秽，充满着贪婪，充满杀。
So in this world is full of corruption and murder.
神原来造人的时候是以荣耀尊贵为冠冕。
God has created man in an image that was a glorious crown.
但是人因为不认识神，所以现在人就落在羞耻的里面。
But man did not know God, so they have fallen into shame.
我们要听父亲的呼唤。
We need to hear the calling of our Father.
在那边神说，牛认识主人，驴认识主人的槽，我的民却不认识我。
Here it says, the ox knows the owner and donkey knows the master's.Manger, but my people do not understand.
愿我们能够有一个心，愿意来认识神。
May we have a heart to know God.
为什么？因为不认识的结果是非常可怕的。
It's so terrible if you don't know God.
在撒母耳记上，我们看到那时候大祭司以利有两个儿子。
In Samuel, the priest Eli has two sons.
在那边圣经上怎么记载这两个人呢？
How are they recorded in the Bible?
像记载说，以利的两个儿子是恶人。
The sons of Eli were worthless men.
Evil
men.
撒母耳记上第二章第十二节讲到说，以利的两个儿子是恶人，不认识耶和华。
In Samuel chapter 2 verse 12 tells us the son of Eli were evil men. They did not know God.
因为不认识耶和华，所以变成恶人。
Because they did know the Lord, so they become evil.
他们怎么行恶呢？
How did they perform evil?
以色列人来献祭的时候呢，他们这两个儿子呢，就叫他的仆人把那个叉子，就是他们在还没有献祭的时候，他就在锅子里面就插了肉，就把它插走。
So these two sons tells the servants to get the meat that's in the pot before when the Israelites offer the meat.
那或者是以色列献祭的时候，他们要把脂油先烧在坛上，是归给神的，然后肉才是归给祭司。
When they offered the fat belongs to the Lord and the meat belongs to the priest.
可是两个儿子就说：“你们要把肉立即给我们，还不把脂油烧掉的时候，要不然我就把你们抢过来。”
The sons tell them, "You need to give me the meat early before you burn the fat, so I'll take your meat away."
在读圣经，再过几节你就发现他们情形就越来越差。
Their condition worsened.
那甚至在会幕与会幕前伺候的妇人犯淫乱的罪。
They commit adultery before the tent.
Yeah. 那他们这样的结果，最后神来审判他们。
So the Lord's judgment fall upon them.
他们在同一天被杀。
They were killed on the same day.
这是从哪里开始的呢？
When did that start?
他们是故意不认识神。
They intentionally not to know.
我们怎么知道他们不故意不认识神呢？
How do we know that they are intentionally to do that?
因为他的爸爸就是大祭司。
Because their father was the great priest, high priest.
我相信他的爸爸也对他们讲神的事。
I'm sure Eli would share the matter of the Lord with them.
但是他们却不听。
But they did not listen.
所以我们真是要知道，认识神是一件非常重要的事。
So we know that the Lord is very important.
在同一个时候，我们知道撒母耳那时候还是一个。童子还是孩子。
At the same time, Samuel was a.
Samuel 也在以利的面前侍奉。
He was serving before Eli.
那我们记得圣经上讲说，在晚上撒母耳睡着的时候呢，他就听见有声音叫他的名字，叫撒母耳，撒母耳。
When Samuel was asleep at night, he heard a voice calling him, Samuel, Samuel.
撒母耳以为是以利叫他，就跑到他面前说：“你叫我吗？”
Samuel thought that Eli was calling him, so he.
说没有叫你啊，你再回去睡觉吧。
So Eli tells him, "I did not call you. Go back to sleep."
第二次， 神又 呼叫他撒母耳，那撒母耳又马上起来，又跑到以利的面前。
Second time the Lord called Samuel again. Samuel returned to Eli.
那时候以利就知道，所以这是耶和华对他说话。
At that time Eli realized the Lord was talking to Samuel.
所以以利就告诉撒母耳说，当你下次再听到这个声音的时候，你就要说耶和华，请说，仆人静听。
So Eli tells Samuel, next time when you heard this voice, said that, please say, the servants listen.
这就是我们要认识神的起步。
This is the first step when we need to want to know the Lord.
我们要自己的面前说耶和华，请仆人静听。
We need to go to the Lord and say, please say.That your servant listen.
撒母这样成为一个认识神的人。
Samuel becomes a person who knows the Lord.
撒母结束了当时候士师的时代，他高大卫带进国度。
He concluded the generation of judges and he anointed the king David.
把国度带进以色列。
And he brought forth the kingdom.
所以第一个要认识神的一个。情形就是要有一个愿意的心。
The first condition that we need to have a heart to know the Lord.
我想在座可能有一些还有一些朋友们，你们是被你们的朋友请来参加聚会的。
Maybe there are friends among us that you were invited by friends.
那你如果在这里，为你感谢主。
We thank the Lord that you are here.
因为你有一个好的开始，就是有一个愿意的心。
Because you have a good beginning that you want to know the Lord.
那在到主的面前，主要我们来读他的话，来读圣经，也要祷告。
We come to Lord and read the Bible, pray to Him.
如果你有愿意的心，主一定会让你来认识他。
If you have a willing heart, the Lord will let you know Him.
那时候我们在洛杉矶读书的时候，我记得我们那时候在宿舍有一个查经班。
We have a Bible study when we were studying in LA.
我们也请很多朋友来参加，就很少数人来参加。
We invite many friends to come.
但是只有少数人来。
But only a few attended.
那有一个女生来，她看我们拿着圣经在读。
One of the girl came and she saw us were reading Bible.
哦，她说这本书我看过，我家里有一本。
She said I saw this book at home.
因为那时候有人送我们哈，那我们不晓得做什么用，我们也没有读它。
Someone gave us as a gift, we did not read it. We didn't know what it's for.
但是呢，我们这本书很厚哈，那我们家碗柜正好缺一个角。那高度就是这高度，所以我们就把它垫在那碗柜的下面。
The book is kind of thick, so we use it as a placeholder under our cabinet.
谢主。
But thank the Lord.
她读了一年的圣经以后就信主了。
After she studied for a year of Bible, she became a believer.
她就成为一个认识主的人。
She became someone who knows the Lord.
她现在跟她的先生回到香港。
She and her husband returned to Hong Kong.
他们在那边还在那边带侍奉主，在那边带许多的年轻人。
They are serving the Lord and leading many youth groups.
我们都是从不认识主到认识主的。
We all started with not knowing the Lord to becoming knowing the Lord.
要怎么样才能够开始认识主呢
？How can we start to know the Lord?
第一步就是要愿意的心。
The first step is to have a willing heart.
说品说，我在这里，请说，仆人静听。
We need to say that Lord speak to us.And we are listening.
第二个，要认识主，要我们的心必须要谦卑。
We need to have a humble heart.
我们需要单纯在神的面前。
We need to simply come before Him.
在彼得前书五章五节那边讲到说，神阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。
In First Peter chapter 5, verse 5.Chapter 5, verse 5. You younger men, likewise, in subject to your elder, and all of you, clothe yourself with humility toward one another. For God is opposed to the proud, but give grace to the humble.
神到神面前来，我们要有一个谦卑的心。
We need to have a humble heart.
然后要一个单纯的心。
And have a simple heart.
我们记得在路加福音第十章那边，主就讲到说，这主耶稣，讲到说，父啊，天地的主，我感谢你，你的道像聪明通达的人就隐藏起来，像婴孩就显出来。
In Luke chapter 10 tells us, chapter 10,
十章二十一节。
In verse 21 says that, well, that many times, I pray to you, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things wise and intelligence, and have revealed them to the infants.
所以我们到神面前要回转向婴孩的样子。
When we come before the Lord, we need to return to as infants.
神他何等愿意我们来认识他。
The Lord wants us to know him.
只要我们能够单纯的到主的面前，他就会让我们来认识他。
As long as we come before him as simple and pure.
我们知道这个神是光。
We know that the Lord is the light.
那我们呢，怎么样能够感受到光呢？
How can we feel that light?
我们里面要清洁。
We need to have clean heart.
大家知道今年那个诺贝尔物理奖 的一个得主就是 高坤。
We know that the Nobel Prize winner for the physics
this year
is 高坤。
他发明了什么呢？
He invented something.
他在1966年的时候呢 发明了一个东西叫做光纤，光学纤 fiber optics。
He invented fiber optics in 66.
那时候他就发现啊，这个东西可以来传导光。
He discovered that this fiber can conduct light.
如果这个光纤呢，它不是很纯的话呢，那个光只能够传导20米。
If the fiber optic is not pure, it could only conduct 20 meter.
但是光纤维如果是非常的纯的话呢，它可以传100公里。
If the fiber is pure, then it can conduct 100
kilometer. 当时他就预言这个光纤呢以后会成为传讯资讯最重要的一个管道。
So he prophesied that this will be used to conduct all the information.
所以现在差不多40年过去啊，真的是这样。
So after 40 years, it become true.
那光纤怎么样能够传导光呢？
How can the fiber optic conduct light?
那必须要里面要很纯净。
The fiber needs to be pure.
马太福音5:8讲到说，清人有福了，因为他们必得见神。
In Matthew chapter 5 tells us that blessed are the pure hearted, they shall see God.
清心的人才能够见到神。
The pure in heart, they can see God.
心怀恶意的人是看不见神的。
If the heart is filled with evil, they cannot see God.
但是很可惜的，我们常常是留在这种心怀恶意的情形里面。
Unfortunately, we are in the condition of filling, our hearts are filled with evil.
雅各告诉我们说，我们要亲近神，神就亲近我们。
James tells us we need to be close to God, that He will be close to us.
在雅各书的4:8里面讲说。
In James chapter 4 verse 8 tells us.
他说，你们亲近神，神就必亲近你们。有罪的人啊，要洁净你们的手；心怀恶意的人啊，要清洁你们的心。4:8
Above all else, keep fervent in your love.
雅各书。
Oh, sorry. 'Draw near to God, and He will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands and your sin.' And you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded.
我们要来亲近神，要清洁我们的手。
We need to cleanse our hands.
要清洁我们的心。
Cleanse our hearts.
我们要单一的，愿意单单的来仰望他。
We need to simply come before it.
主耶稣告诉我们说，眼睛如果说是嘹亮的话呢，全身就光明。
If our eyes is bright, then our whole body is light.
那但是原文里面那个嘹亮就是讲到要单纯，要 single.
In the original text tells us we need to be simple.
Single.
Single.
眼目要单纯，这样我们就可以看到神。
Our sight need to be see him.
所以要信神，要来认识神，不是要神在显什么样的神迹给我们。
We need to believe him, know him that doesn't depend on any miracle or signs.
而是要谦卑到神，要有个单纯的心，我们来感受神，来听他。
We need to have a pure and simple heart to him.
因为在我们知道，在旧约的时候，以色列人他们从被埃及被主神把他们带出来以后呢，他们在旷野吃玛拿吃了38年。
We know that Israelites had left Egypt and were eating manna in the wilderness for 38 years.
每一天都是神迹。
Every day were miracles.
可是多数的人都是倒闭在旷野。
But most of them have fallen in the wilderness.
主也告诉我们，主耶稣在地上的时候，他也喂饱了5000人。
The Lord had fed 5,000.
我相信这五千人当中呢， 许多人也许那时候还是钉主耶稣十字架的。
I'm sure that among them they are so people that will condemn the Lord.
所以我们要认识神，不在乎说我们有没有经历到什么样的神迹。
To know the Lord doesn't matter if you have experienced a miracle or not.
这样子超自然的事情，是的，神是神，对他来讲没有难成的事。
The supernatural things is not something that's difficult for the Lord.
在历史上也多次的发生，但是这个多半还是不信的。
Most people who've seen the signs would not believe.
我们要来认识神，我们要从我们的心能够来转向神。
When we want to know the Lord, we need to turn our hearts to Him.
第三方面，要怎么样来认识神呢？
The third aspect to know the Lord.
要从苦难中来认识神。
We need to know Him in our suffering.
在何西阿书里面，他有提到这样的一段话。
In the book of Hosea.
何西阿书。第五章最后一节一直到第六章的头三节里面，第五章最后一节讲到神说我要回到原处，等他们自觉有罪，寻求我的面。那时候呢，以色列人情形是他们在极难的时候必切切寻求我。
第几节？
最后一节。
Chapter 5, verse 15, I will go away and turn to my place until they acknowledge their guilt and seek my face.
然后第六章第一节到第三节，那何等的好。
And chapter 1 through 3.
何西阿书第六章第一节到第三节，他说：来吧，我们归向耶和华，他撕裂我们也必医治，他打伤我们也必缠裹。过两天他必使我们苏醒，第三天他必使我们兴起，我们就在他面前得以存活。我们务要认识耶和华，竭力追求认识他。他出现却如晨光，他必临到我们像甘雨，像滋润田地的春雨。
Come let us return to the Lord, for he has torn us, but he will heal us. He has wounded us, but he will bandage us. He will revive us after 2 days. He will raise us up in the third day.That we may live before Him. So let us know, let us press on to know the Lord. His going forth is as certain to us the dawn, and He will come to us like the rain, like the spring rain after spring rain watering the earth.
有时候神借着苦难把我们带回到他的面前。
Sometimes the Lord leads us back through suffering.
我们知道有人也许学业上不顺利，那他就来寻求主。
Someone will seek the Lord when they are not successful in their study.
有一次我到Bentop 医院去看望一位姐，因为那时候是福音朋友，那时候她车祸，然后因为这样，她以后变成一位姐妹。
I went to Bentop to see a gospel friend actually at that time, and she had a car accident.
有人是因为失去工作，她回来转向主。
And someone had lost the job, but they returned to the Lord.
有人是因为生病来认识主。
Someone had illness, they returned to the Lord.
其实主他们一点都没有要降灾祸的意念。
The Lord did not have a mind to give us suffering.
他总是要赐平安的意念。
He has a mind to give us peace.
在约伯记二十二章二十一节，那边神的话说：要认识神，就得平安，福气也必临到你。
Job 22:21. Yield now and be at peace with him, thereby good will come to you.
然后在箴言第九章第十节，我们也很熟悉的圣经讲到，敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端，认识至圣者便是聪明。
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding.
所以感谢主，他有时候让我们经历了一些难处。
Thank the Lord allowed us to experience suffering.
他撕裂我们也必医治。
He has torn us, but he will heal us.
他打伤我们也必缠裹。
He has wounded us and he will bandage us.
过两天他使我们苏醒。
After 2 days he will raise us up.
第三天使我们兴起。
And then he will raise us up in the third days.
所以这边何西阿告诉我们说，我们要务要认识耶和华，竭力追求认识他。
And Hosea tells us we need to press on to know the Lord.
他出现却如晨光，他临到我们像甘雨，滋润田地的春雨。
He come to us like the rain, like the spring rain in the earth.
谢主。
Thank the Lord.
真是有时候带我们经过流泪谷，却把我们带到泉源之地。
He has led us through the valley of Baca and led us into the fountain of spring.
我们可以借着许多的难处，我们可以来转向主。
Through many difficulties, we can know the Lord.
这是我们对主爱我们，所以他让我们来认识他。
The Lord loves us to allow us to know Him.
然后下面，像我们刚才唱的诗歌，一生中最重要的是认识他。
It's just like the hymn that we sing. The greatest thing in all our lives is to know Him.
下面还要讲到要更深的来认识他。
We need to know Him more.
在我想要认识更深的认识来主的话，保罗就给我们最好的例子。
Paul has given us a good example to know him, to know the Lord more.
在腓立比书第三章，我们的圣经里面。
In Philippians chapter 3.
在这三章前就说，我先前以为我有益的，我现在因基督都当作有损的。
Whatever things were gained to me, those things I have counted as loss for the sake of Christ.
不但如此，我也将万事当作有损的，因我已认识我主耶稣基督为至宝。
More than that, I count all things to be lost in view of the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord.
所以保罗讲到说，先前以为与我有益的。
So Paul tells us those things were gained to me.
这以为就是原来的认识。
This whatever things, that's what he knew before.
那现在因基督都当作有损的，这是一个新的认识。
But now that in the sake of Jesus Christ, he viewed that as loss.
He counted
as loss.
那这个就是一个新的认识。
That's a new knowing.
而且讲到说，不但如此，我也将万事当作有损的，这更深的认识。
It's more knowing that he whom he suffered the loss for all things and count them but rubbish.
我们都知道，当晚上的时候，你看到星星的时候觉得很亮。
At night time, when you see the star, it's very bright.
看到月亮的时候就更亮。
The moon is even brighter.
但当太阳升起的时候，月亮星星就看不见了。
But the sun rises, the moon and the star disappear.
我们对主的认识也要增加。
Our knowing to the Lord needs to increase.
不要停留在我们本来的认识。
Don't stay at the same place.
我们感谢主，主让我们认识他。以前与我以为与我有益的，因着基督都当作有损的。
Before those were gained to me, I counted as loss for the sake of Christ.
但今天呢，保罗他说他已将万事看作有损的，这是一个更深的认识，因为他认识到要以认识我主耶稣基督为至宝。
But Paul says that he will suffer all loss, count all things as loss, and count them as rubbish.
我刚才问大家，如果说我们的一生的年日是我们的
，I will ask you if if all our lives is our assets.
你要用你的年日做怎样的投资呢
？How can you invest?
你要怎么来看呢？
How will you see this?
哪些是与你有益的，哪些是因着与你有损的呢
？What is lost to you or beneficial to you?
我们的眼光非常的重要。
What we focus on is very important.
因为我们如果用属地的眼光来看，我们就得着属地的。
If we focus on the world, then we will gain this world.
我们如果用属天的眼光来看，我们就得着属天的。
If we use a heavenly sight to see this, then we will gain heaven.
在今年的八月，我有一次到。Austin 去参加一个姐妹的安息聚会。
And this past August, I went to Austin to attend a memorial service.
那这个姐妹是因为脑的动脉瘤破裂，就突然的就过世了。
This sister had a tumor in her brain aneurysm.
然后
she passed away.
Yeah. 她年纪还比我小一点点。
Younger than me.
那这位姊妹是一位认识主，而且不是认识主，是一位爱主、服侍主的。
She's the one that serves and loves the Lord.
啊，她在多年的当中呢，她把她时间花在除了照顾她的三个女儿以外呢，都全部花在服侍主的事情上。
Other than taking care of her three daughters, she spent all her time serving the Lord.
啊，也照顾看非常关心弟兄姐妹，也在福音的上有许多的摆上。
She was serve the brothers and sisters and preach the gospel.
让我最感动的是他里面他们为他做的见证里面讲到说他很少去 shopping 去买东西。
What moves the most is that she go shopping very seldom.
她更少为自己买什么。
She seldomly will buy anything for herself.
我真的是感我看到这，我真的是觉得非常的感动。
When I read this, I was very moved.
因为我们的确是要买东西。
For sure, buy things.
但是多少时候，也许我们的嗜好，也许对姐妹来说呢，就喜欢逛街。
Maybe to the sisters, your hobby is to shop.
看哪里有减价的，就去哪里买。
Wherever there is sale, you will go buy.
那买到非常便宜就非常高兴。
The cheapest thing you can buy, you were so happy.
赶快告诉大家。
You will spread the news.
好不好？
Isn't that good?
也不错，但是是次好。
That's only second best.
然后我们的姊妹看到的，她拣选的是上好的。
Our sister had chosen the best.
那弟兄也不要高兴。
Brothers, do not be happy.
也许有人喜欢看球。
Maybe you like to watch the games.
也许有人年轻一点的男生喜欢玩 game。
Maybe the younger brothers would like to play electronic games.
可以不可以呢？做这些事情可以不可以呢
？To do these are is it okay?
是可以的。
Yes, it is.
但是这是许多的事。
These are the many things.
可不可以少呢
？Can it be ignored?
可以少。
Yes.
因为这是次好的。
Because these are the second best.
主要我们的得到是上好的。
He wants us to have the best.
愿我们对主有更深的认。
May we have deeper knowing of.
我们可以来得用我们的有限的资产来投资那个无限的、永远的那样子一个奖赏。
May we use our limited assets to invest into the unlimited blessing.
然后我们认识神以后
，When we know the Lord，
我们要有怎样的一个生活呢
？What kind of life we should live？
我愿意用剩下的时间来交通到三点。
I want to share with you in three aspects.
第一个要遵守他的诫命。
We need to obey his commands.
约翰一书二章三节四节。
In 1 John chapter 2, verse 3 and 4.
他说：“我们若遵守他的诫命，就晓得是认识他。人若说我认识他，却不遵守他的诫命，便是说谎的，真理也不在他心里了。”
By this we know that we have come to know him if we keep his commandments. The one who says, I have come to know and does not keep his commandments, a liar, and the truth is not in him.
第五节，凡遵守主道的，爱神的心在他里面实在是完全的。从此我们知道我们是住在主里面。人若说他住在主里面，就该自己照主所行的去行。
But whoever keeps his word, in him the love of God has truly been perfected. But this we know that we are in him. The one who says that he abides in him ought himself to walk in the same manner as he walked.
这里讲到约翰说，人若说我认识他，却不遵守他的诫命，便是说谎的。
John tells us, those who do not keep his commandment is a liar.
那样就是一个不认识神的情形。
That is this person do not know the Lord.
真正认识神的神，认识神的人是遵守他的诫命的。
Those who know the Lord, his command.
主也说，若听见主的话就去行的，就像一个聪明人把房子盖在石上。
And the Lord tells us, those who listen to his words is like the wise that built the house on the rock.
听见话不去行的，像一个愚拙人把房子盖在沙土上。
And those who do not do the words.It's like building the house on the sand.
雨淋，风吹，撞到这个房子，房子就倒塌了。
When a storm hits and the rain blows, then the house will fall.
我们愿意都每一位都来做认识主的人。
May we all become the one who knows the Lord.
而且照着主的吩咐我们去行。
And also keep His commandments.
那不遵守主的话呢？就听主的话却不遵行，有点像什么呢？
If you listen to his words but do not do his words,
今天我们在学校来讲，就是做旁听生啊。
It's like you're sitting in the class, auditing the class.
只听课不做作业。
You only auditing but you do not do the homework.
听得很好，但是呢，其实并没有真正的懂。
You did not truly understand.
愿我们在主的学校里面，我们不做旁听生。
May we that are the students in the schools. that we will not audit the class only.
我们听见主的话，我们听见圣灵感动我们的心，我们就遵守他的诫命。
When we are listening to the voice of the Holy Spirit, we will obey His commandments.
第二，要怎么样过一个认识主的生活呢？
Secondly, how to live the life that knowing the Lord.
约翰一书四章七节八节。
In 1 John chapter 4, verse 7 and 8.
亲爱的弟兄啊，我们应当彼此相爱，因为爱是从神来。凡有爱心的都是由神而生，并且认识神。没有爱心的就不认识神，因为神就是爱。
Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. The one who does not love does not know God, for God is love.
这边讲到爱是从神来的，并且认识神。
Here tells us, love is born of God and knows God.
我们认识神，神就把他爱放在我们的里面。
Oh God, God will place His love in us.
所以希望我们每一位，真的盼望每一位，我们来认识他的，我们愿意神的爱来抓住我们，来充满我们。
We truly hope that His love will fill us and attain us.
让我们可以趁着还有今天，我们来爱神。
When we still have time now, we will love Him.
今天播饼聚会，我们唱首诗歌。若有人要爱主的话，应该是什么时候？应该是现在，对不对？
We have seen the song in the communion service that those who have, we should love God now.
感谢主，他还给我们时间，我们可以来爱他。
Thank the Lord, He still gave us time to love Him.
他还给我们有时间可以来爱我们的家人。
See, He still gave us time to love our family.
来可以来爱弟兄姐妹。
And love brothers and sisters.
那我们愿意趁着还有机会的时候，我们能够来爱，因为这时间是会过去的。
The time will pass, so when we still have opportunity, we need to love.
第三方面，怎么样过世主的生活呢？
The third aspect, how to live to know the Lord.
哥林多后书二章十节。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 2.
二章十四节。
Verse 14.
哥林多后书二章十四节。
2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14.
这边保罗说，感谢神常率领我们在基督里夸胜，并借着我们在各处显扬那因认识基督而有的香气。
But thanks be to God, who always leads us in triumph in Christ, and manifests through us the sweet aroma of knowledge of Him in every place.
一个认识神的人是可以在各处显扬基督的香气。
A one that knows the Lord manifests and has the sweet aroma of knowing Him.
各处是在哪里呢？
Where is everywhere?
如果你在学校，那就是在学校。
If you're in school, then it's in school.
如果你在家庭，那各处就是在家庭里面。
If you're in the family, then everywhere is in the family.
如果你在工作，那各处在你的工作。
If you're working, then everywhere is at your place.
我们香气有多少，是根据我们认识有多少。
How much aroma you have according to the knowledge of Him.
我们如果在地上的时间都是为着自己，都是追求来地上的事，这样我们就香气少，臭气就多。
If you pursue the Lord more, then the aroma will increase. If you don't pursue the Lord, then you would have other distinct aroma.
Odor.
Yeah.
为什么呢？因为我们为着自己，那自己就越来越大，那自己就是很臭的。
Because you're doing things for yourself, and that.Order is only for yourself.
但我们多认识主，我们多把时间摆在爱主、爱弟兄姐妹身上，那这样香气就多，臭气就少。
If we know the Lord more, then we will have aroma more and odor less.
像保罗一样，他说他因着基督的缘故，看万事当作有损的。
Just like Paul, he all things is lost.
那能够找耶稣基督来为的至宝。
To gain Christ is the most precious thing.
保罗为什么这样的追求呢？
Why Paul pursued this way?
因为他自己知道他不是已经得着，已经完全了。
He knows that he has not gained all.
他要竭力追求，要得着基督所要得着他的。
He will press on to attain what Christ has called to attain.
我们的时间是有限的。
Our time is limited.
我们要投资在什么事情上呢？
Where should we invest?
这个礼拜我参加了一个癌症预防的一个会议。
I attended a meeting to prevent cancer prevention.
有一些高中生来参加，那我们这些就是老师带着他们也来参加，来知道一下我们在做什么。
Some high school students came in with their teacher.
其中有一个老师，他讲他自己的故事，我也觉得很受感动。
One of the teachers shared her his own story.
他说他原来念大学的时候呢，他就后来被做了这个房地产的生意呢，做得蛮惨。他大学没有读完，就去做经商。
When he was in college, he was in the real estate business. He was successful, so he quit college.
然后他一直做了十几年，后来到快四十岁的时候呢，发现自己得了癌症。
When he became 40, that he discovered he has cancer.
然后呢，他就把没办法做事了，就赶快去治疗。
So he cannot continue his work. He seek treatment.
感谢主，后来他就治好了。
Then he was cured.
然后他就想说，他要做什么呢？
He was thought about what will he do next.
他就看到很多的孩子在十几岁的时候呢，他们就走偏了路。
He saw many young kids had gone astray.
所以他就立志要做一个高中的老师。
He made up his mind he wanted to be a high school teacher.
所以他再重新回学校。
So he returned to school.
四十二岁拿到学士的学位。
At age 42, he gained a degree.
然后呢，再花一两年的时间呢，去完成那个 GED， 就是做老师的需要的。
And spend one or two years to get a GED to become a teacher.
那他现在就在高中说。
So he's teaching in the high school.
觉得这是他最有价值的事。
This is the most precious thing to him.
为这个我们感谢主。
Thank the Lord for him.
但是主开我们的眼睛。
The Lord will open his eyes.
主要问我们，我们这一生中最重要的事是什么呢？
The Lord is asking us what is the most important things in our life.
我们愿意让我们不只有属地的眼光，我们更有属天的眼光。
Not only we can focus on the world, we can have focus on the in heaven.
在用我们的有限的时间，竭力追求认识他。
Use our limited time to pursue him.
所以还有没有信的朋友们
？Those of you who are not believing.
你一生中最重要的决定就是要来认识他。
Your decision, the most important decision in your life is to know him.
愿我们每一位都能够来相信接受他。
May we all can become a believer and receive him.
对我们已经信主的。
To us believers,
我们一生中最重要的事情，就更深的来认识他，更多的来得着他。
We need to attain him more and know him more.
因为他那个就是那个，这是上好的福分。
He's the most
属天永远的价值。
It's the most valuable.
愿我们每一位来认识主，我们都做一个能够来遵行他旨意的人。
May we that we know him will obey, will keep his commandments.
我们来彼此相爱。
We will love each other.
我们来显扬因认识耶稣基督而有的香气。
We will manifest the sweet aroma of knowledge of him.
因为我们回家以后。
When we return home.
我们真是把主的话接到我们的心里面，这样行出来。
We will practice his words.
愿主祝福他的话。
May he bless his words.
请我们再把那个。一生最大的事，我们再唱一次。
Let's sing that hymn again.
我们把这三节我们都唱过。